Jesus has authority over the devil, not we as people. Jesus gives us authority in his name, not in our own name. It's not our own name. It's his name in us, his name through us, his presence in us. The devil isn't afraid of any one of us. He's afraid of the Lord in us. What makes us mighty in God is what? That Jesus lives within us. He's the one who is almighty, not us. Hallelujah. A lady had a vision. This is a true story. A lady had a vision, and she saw Satan in it. And it was quite a very frightening experience, I'm sure. I've had two happen to me like that. And then she saw the Lord stand between her and the enemy. And the Lord went right in her. And a mighty voice came out of her. Pow! And the devil bowed to her in that vision. Who was he bowing to? Her? No, the Lord in her. Thank you, Lord. Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world, people of God. I want to encourage you today. You don't know how mighty God is in you. So no problem, no difficulty, no situation can ever knock you out. No way, Jose, as they say. You are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. But you have to be established. And I believe if we're established in seven things, nothing can shake us. Are you ready for that?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Are you ready for that, saints? Be established, number one, you're redeemed, you're born again. Don't ever question that. The second you question your salvation, everything will fall apart. Everything. So it says in Hebrews 9:12, we are redeemed. And then in the Psalms it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say it. Because the devil can't hear our thoughts. He can hear our words, but not our thoughts. We have to say it. I am redeemed, devil, you can't touch me. No way. Now, number two. Let's be established in another fact. That we are a new creation, meaning we have no past reference. We are a new creation. You have no past reference means your past is wiped out. It did not happen. It doesn't exist. You see, Satan always reminds us of our yesterday. Because that's all he's got against us. But the truth is we have no yesterday. We only have now and forever. We have no past reference. Listen to me. You were never on drugs. You were never divorced. You never did whatever you did. Because old things are passed away. Everything is new from that day when you got saved. Everything is brand new. It never happened. Never happened. Catherine Kuhlman was married and divorced years ago when she was young. And the Lord said, when she repented, the Lord said, in my books, it never happened. It's in the book, Daughter of Destiny, written by Jim Buckingham. When Catherine came to that place of repentance, God said, in my books, it never happened. And never did she mention it as long as she lived. So a lady came to her one day. She said, how can you preach? You're a divorced woman. Oh, honey, she said, that was somebody else. She said, that Catherine died. That Catherine died. See, that kind of faith can change destinies, can change your life. When we carry our past with us, we carry the bondage of our past then with us. And the memory of our past with us. No, no, no. The past did not happen. There's no such thing. God never, ever brings our past out. Never. In the Word, He says, I have forgotten. I will forget your sin. He did not say, I cannot. He said, I will not. God made a decision not to remember our past. So how dare I or you or anyone remember our past when God won't do it? Why are we remembering when God says, I won't? So it's time, you know, you're a new creation. You have no past reference. Hallelujah. You have no past life. It's buried. It's gone. You have a brand new life in Jesus. Number three. Oh, I'm loving it. Be established that you are His righteousness. How can we succeed in life if we keep condemning ourselves for everything we have said and done? How can you succeed in your job? How can you succeed in your marriage if you're always condemning yourself for something you did 20 years ago? A lady got saved every Sunday in my early days in Toronto. Monday. Every Monday she would come down the aisles. Finally, I said, "Dear lady, how many times must you get saved?" Oh, she said, "I'm so guilty and I'm so bound by my yesterday." And then she told me how she had committed some sin. I said, "How many years ago?" She said, 28 years ago. I said, "How long have you been saved?" She said, "Oh, about 20 years. I said, "You mean to tell me you have not forgiven yourself?" Oh, she said, "I want God to forgive me." I said, "He forgave you when you got saved. Why are you still condemning yourself?" That's why Paul had to write us to say, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ." A lot of people, maybe I'm talking to somebody right now, who's condemning himself or herself for something they did 15, 20 years ago, or whatever years ago. Be free today in Jesus' name. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You know what that means? That means just like Jesus, God looks at you just like He looks at His Son. No fault in Him. You're blameless. Remember that. In the sight of God, you're blameless. Remember 2 Corinthians 5:21. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Number four. Be established in this other wonderful fact. Jesus is with you always unto the end. These are seven foundations, like they're like pillars in our life. If we don't have those things in us, we're no good. I must believe I'm redeemed. I must believe what the Bible says about me. I must believe I have no past. I'm a new creation. I must believe I am His righteousness. But I also must believe that He's with me, that I'm not by myself. What did He say in Matthew 28? He said, "I am with you always, even unto the end of the age," the end of the world. No. We don't have to feel Him. In fact, we cannot feel Him. You know, there's an old song, "I feel Jesus." It's unbiblical. Nobody can feel Jesus. We know Jesus. We don't feel Jesus. We feel His power, yeah. It's like saying, "I feel Benny Hinn. I feel Chad." You don't feel nobody. So that song was written years ago. "I feel Jesus." And I'm thinking, where is that in the Bible? We can't feel Jesus. We know Jesus. Imagine my wife saying, "I feel Benny." She knows Benny. You know, "I don't feel Suzanne." I know Suzanne. She's my wife. And the longer you are with them, the more you know them. And the more we spend time with the Lord, the more we know Him. What people really mean is they feel. I think that's what the guy meant when he wrote that song. That he feels His power. We can't feel even His presence. People say, "I feel the presence of the Lord." That's not biblical. You cannot feel the presence of the Lord. You know the presence of the Lord. His presence is known. His power is felt. Yeah, that's different. So what they mean is, "I feel the anointing. I feel the power of God." Yes, that you can. The power of God is felt. The presence of God is known. You know it. It's in your spirit. Because you can't feel what is spiritual. You only feel what is emotional. May I say that again? We cannot feel spirit. We only feel emotion. My spirit man has no feelings. My emotions have feelings. My soul has feelings. But not my spirit. My spirit knows. Just knows. That's it. Hallelujah. Okay, now. Be established also in the fact, not only that He's with you, be established in the fact that all the promises of God are yea and amen. Be established in the fact that every promise he will fulfill to you. Be established in that fact, that his promises are yea and amen. And it says that in the Bible. Remember what Paul wrote? It's a little bumpy road here, isn't it, brother? But our road to heaven is not bumpy at all. It's smooth. But this is bumpy down here. There's turbulence down here, but not in glory. Okay. You know, God says, my way is not your way, my thought is not your thought. And I love what Paul wrote. The promises of God are yea and amen. His word, Psalm 119:89, his word is established. His promise is established forever. Yes. He can't change his mind. Yes. He will not change his mind. Be established in the fact that every promise of God made to you in Jesus and through Jesus, thank you, Lord, for your mercy, will happen, will take place in your life. God will not break any of his promises to us. We have to believe that. Where would my life be? Where would your life be if you think that God's going to change his promise to you tomorrow? You'll fall apart in no time. Think about all the troubles we have in life. Dear Lord, I've had more than my share, I think. Do you know, I was attacked years ago by so many groups, and then the news media came at me. I never lost my peace for one second. I never lost my peace for one second. And a man on my staff named Larry, walking around before some big news network was about to do a big story on me, he's walking around saying, well, Pastor Benny, that's when we had the church in Orlando. He said, well, Pastor Benny, your ministry is coming to an end this week. I said, who told you that? Oh, he said, they're going to talk about you tonight on this big network he had mentioned. I don't want to mention the name. I said, Larry, may I remind you of a scripture? I said, do you remember a man named Gamaliel? He didn't know what I was talking about. I said, no, in the book of Acts, a man named Gamaliel said, if this work be of God, you can't stop it. If this work be of God, you can't destroy it. He was warning the Pharisees about not to harm the apostles. He said, if this work is not of God, it'll fall by itself. You don't need to attack it. I said, if God did not call me, I don't need those people to bring me down. I would have been brought down by myself. If God didn't call me, I would have been gone a long time ago. I said, there's nothing they can do. Not one iota. And nothing happened. Nothing happened. They came at me full force. Nothing happened. Why? Because if God really has called you, who can stop? Who can stop what God did? Pastor Jack Hafer told me years ago. He said, you know how we all know that God has called you? I said, no. He said, longevity. He said, you're still here. I said, you're right. Longevity is the proof of God's call on someone's life. There was a big evangelist one time that came here to Florida, had thousands of people show up in his meeting, but a lot of us knew there was something wrong with his life. And Suzanne wanted to go. In fact, he called or had somebody call. I can't remember. Wanted to have Suzanne go to his meeting. I said, don't you dare. I said, you don't know how long that man is going to last. Because see, when someone comes up like a mushroom, don't touch him. God only plants oak trees. Can I say it again?
One more time.
Well, because when they come up overnight, something is wrong.
Like a sudden explosion.
Something is wrong. God never plants mushrooms.
He only plants
oak trees.
Wow.
They grow very slowly.
Slow.
Thick. It's a slow growth. Remember what Jesus said. The kingdom is like a mustard seed. It's small. Everything starts small with God. Never, nothing starts right away like it's there. Never.
Wow.
And there's example after example after example. Remember the dream of Nebuchadnezzar when he saw that rock come down from a mountain and smash all the empires, and the rock became a mountain that filled the whole earth. God didn't send the mountain, he just sent a rock that became a mountain. So this is like a mystery here I'm giving you some secrets of the kingdom. God never begins with a massive thing, you know. He just starts slow and he builds it. It's always a slow beginning. And then, because it says, though thy beginning was small, yet your latter end will greatly increase. That's in the Bible. Though thy beginning was small. Every beginning, when it comes to God's work and kingdom, starts small. And then it greatly increases because God has to trust that somebody. Catherine Kuhlman had many invitations as she got older. And one day she said, "Lord, why did you wait so long?" He said, "Had I opened those doors when you were young, you would have blown it all up." And how true. We all begin very small. You want to go and park here? We're just going somewhere real quick. So this guy, he came just, you know, like overnight. He was big overnight. Nobody even knew his name. And suddenly, man, he's there. Because a network promoted him and crowds came. He didn't last not even a year. And I said to my wife, I said, "Sue, you're not going." I said, "He will use your name there because you're my wife. Keep going a little further down, will you? And then park maybe somewhere else." And I said, "But let's see how long he'll last." Didn't last long. And I told her, I said, "His ministry began too quick." I said, "He won't last. Because there's no foundation. Jesus spoke about building a foundation, and no foundation was ever built fast. Buildings today in the natural. If you lay a foundation in a day, that building won't go that high, would it?"
"No,
sir." "Nuh-uh. The floors, the height depends on the depth." "May I say it again? The height depends on the depth. You see those buildings around here. The deeper they are, the higher they go.
A lot of times when you dig down, you're not seeing."
"Yeah, you can't see what's below exactly." And it's the same in God's kingdom. Nothing goes high till it goes way down. Okay, so we have to be established. His promises are yea and amen. Now, number 6, I'm almost done. Be established that our faith can overcome the world and the devil. Nothing can shake our faith. Because our faith overcomes the world. Hallelujah. And finally, and you know what that scripture is in 1 John 5:4. And finally, there's one more and then I'm done. I'm going to pray for you. That all power is in the name of Jesus. Be established in those amazing truth of the Bible. That all power is in Jesus' name. Oh, stay right here. It's good. Like the sun is not on my face now. All power is in Jesus' name. If I did not believe that all power is in Jesus' name, I would have no prayer life. How can I pray?
What name are you going to pray?
And what name will I use? Exactly. But that all power is in Jesus' wonderful name. Hallelujah. You know, a few days ago, we were on the highway here, and a big tire blew up in front of us and damaged my car. So we're here to pick it up. They just fixed it. So, but this is more important that I finish this message before we go pick up the car from this dealership here. But I'm telling you, saints, this word that God has given me just for you. If you can be established in what I gave you, 7 foundations of that stability in your life and my life, we can't make the right decisions. You know, someone came up to me a few days ago. "Well, Pastor Benny, you know, I don't know if I should get the vaccine, da-da-da-da-da-da, all this stuff." I said, "You know, I said, why don't you just follow your heart? Don't listen to all the voices out there. Let God talk to you. Do what is right. You know, make sure you know what's going on around you. Because I think it's important in this day of confusion to be established in peace, in tranquility. But I don't think anyone can make the right decision about anything. You and I can't make the right decision about a car or about buying a place to live without being established first in the Spirit. When we are established in the Spirit, listen here, sweet people, and I love you enough to tell you that. When you and I are established in the Spirit, every decision becomes easy. Even the smallest decisions about, you know, where do I plant the tree? Where do I live? Do I, whatever, whatever decision. Do I buy this car or that car? Decisions in the natural flow out of the peace in the spiritual. And that's just the way I've lived my life. And if I don't feel peace, I just don't move. I just don't move. I just wait. And sometimes that's the best thing to do. Wait till that peace is there. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I pray this word will bless your people. I pray, Lord, my God, you'll guide them in every decision they make this week and from here on. And Lord, bless them with stability of heart and stability of mind and clarity in their life. And our Lord, meet every need, whether it be spiritual, whether it be emotional, physical, financial, meet every need in Jesus' name. God's people said, amen. Now, it's time to give to the Lord's work. You want to say something? You want to ask anything?
It's beautiful, sir. Thank you. I just, the scripture I've always heard you say, even just when we're walking around, it just comes out of you. Thou will keep him in perfect peace.
Whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. So you can't have your mind on the Lord without trusting him. Because it says, because he's trusting you, there's peace in his heart. All right, now it's time to give to the Lord's work. And the information you need is right on the screen for you. You can sow, Ben Hinn Ministries. And remember, sowing in this day is really important. Because, see, it secures us tomorrow. It gives us peace financially about our future. Because every time we sow, we vote for the kingdom. And every time we give, God answers prayer. So, go right there to where it says sow. And the information is right there for you. And you can also go to Ben Hinn Ministries. Or simply text it, BHM 45777. Blessings to you, much love, and shalom. I'll see you tomorrow. A great day tomorrow, by the way. I'll be coming to you from my place, and it will be beautiful. Love you. Bye-bye.